Hello.
Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey today to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research, and all of your answers are confidential. Can you tell me, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied? Somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of the following issues is to you? You can use a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you. The first one is racism and discrimination.
Very important.
Okay, and on a scale from 0 to 10?
So what is 10? Is that what I want, if it's very important?
Yes.
To me? Yes.
Okay, thank you. Then we have healthcare.
10.
Okay, got it. The next one is climate change.
10.
Got it. The next one is inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Got it. Then we have K-12 education.
Oh, that's 10.
Okay. Then we have immigration.
10.
Got it. The next one is democracy.
10.
Got it. The next one is the voting rights.
10.
Got it. Then we have jobs and wages.
10.
Got it. Then it's criminal justice reform.
Reform. I'm going to say 5.
Okay. Then we have student loan debt.
5.
Okay. The next one is abortion rights.
10.
Got it. And the last one is crime and violence.
10.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote? You may use any number between 0. Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me, what is your race?
I don't want to answer.
Okay. I'm going to give you some ranges, and you can stop me when I get the range you are in. The first one is white Caucasian, black African American, American Indian Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or other?
I don't want to answer that either.
I really understand your concerns, but I promise that all your answers are confidential.
Okay, and I am white Caucasian.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Got it. And can you tell me, what is the year of your birth?
57.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, what is the highest level of a school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
College graduate.
Okay, thank you so much. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, How much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means... Okay, thank you so much. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10? Where a 10 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to the their community.
10.
Okay, got it. And now, can you please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10? Again, when 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is Donald Trump.
What? 0.
Okay. Then we have Joe Biden.
5.
Okay. The next one is the Republican Party.
0.
Got it. The next one is Tim Walz.
5.
Okay. The next one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Got it. Then we have Kamala Harris.
10.
Got it. And the last one is the Democratic Party.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I know, again, it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or other?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. And others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, those voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Can you please select the top 3 reasons that apply to you? The choices are, I don't trust the candidates or political parties, powerful force behind dissent, control the laws get passed, I don't feel informed enough about the issue.
Oh, okay. What was it again? I'm sorry, could you start that over?
Okay.
Was there I need 3 choices?
Yes, you can. You may choose up to 3, yes.
Up to 3.
Yes.
Okay.
The first one is, I don't trust the candidates or political parties. Then we have powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. Then we have, I don't feel informed enough about the issues. The next one is, the system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. And the last one is, I am not interested in politics.
I'm going to say the first one.
Okay.
And that would be all.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement. It says, most people will take advantage of you if you let them.
Of course, I agree. Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to give you another list of factors that might make you feel like your vote will make a difference. Can you please select the top three reasons, again, that apply to you? The choices are, if there were more trustworthy candidates who understood Black issues. Then we have, if there were stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics. The next one is, if Black communities united around a common cause. Then we have, if I could have open, judgment-free conversations with Black people like me about important issues before voting. And then, if politicians keep their promises to Black communities.
I think so. If politicians skip their promises, that would be a choice.
Okay. Okay. And you're going to choose just this one, or are you going to pick up to two more? Okay.
No, that's
thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to give you a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, because we demand...
I just have a question. Hello? I'm not Black, so why am I answering these questions? I don't know any information about that.
Well, the survey is in general. It doesn't matter if you are or not Black. You can do the
like
survey
me.
As well.
Okay. All right. Okay. How much longer? Okay, go ahead.
I know it. Okay, thank you so much. The first one is, because we demanded change, we declare our power and made a difference. In March of this year, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau set a new rule to reduce credit card late fees from $32 to $8. These junk fees, as they have been called, will save American customers $10 billion annually. Our votes are keeping more money in our pockets.
And what am I supposed to say about that? If I agree or if I don't know.
Yes, on a scale from 0 to 10, how much this motivate you to vote?
10.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is, because Black Pennsylvanians voted for the right elected officials, a bill in the Pennsylvania Senate is being discussed that will give $526 million in grants to schools in 2025. The money will go to schools with more students living in poverty, making sure that schools in areas with lower poverty values get the funds they need. Our votes are making our communities.
Agree. Yes.
On a scale from 0 to 10, how much is that? Okay. Then we have, because we made our voices heard, we declared our power and shaped our city's future. In her first budget, Philadelphia Mayor Cheryl Parker has allocated $6.3 billion to key city improvements. The budget includes funding for more police officers, enhancements for the streets department, increased funding for SEPTA, and neighborhood cleanings. This budget outlines her goal to make Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, and greenest big city in the nation. Again, on a scale from 0 to 10, how much do you, how much this motivates you?
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Then we have, Because we protested together and voted, this administration has banned knock burns and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Amauha Aberi and Brenona Taylor. Our votes and our power are achieving the justice that we deserve.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, again, thank you so much for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. This is because sometimes people change their minds. It's okay if you don't, and that's perfectly okay. Can you please now answer based on how you feel right now? The first one is, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10,